Hello, Bushfight Ministers of the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 13. So our scripture has been Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, so in the previous episode, I spoke about the Word of God being like a weapon, and that when he says powerful, as powerful as a weapon, is a life-giving organism. And so I explained that the word of God in your mouth is as powerful as the word of God in an angel's mouth. And the word of God in an angel's mouth is as powerful as the word of God in God's own mouth. Whether it's in your mouth, whether it's an angel's mouth, whether it is in God's own mouth, it is the same power that is working. And that's why I give you the example of a loaded pistol. How you can give a loaded pistol to a tiny young man of 5 years old, and he can still shoot, pull the trigger, and a lot of things can happen. A lot of damage can be done. So someone is saying, if you're saying the word of God is like a loaded pistol, I mean, do you have any scripture for that? Yes, there's a scripture. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Let's look at what is there. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. So armor, ARMOUR. Armor is a weapon. When we talk about armory, we're talking about weapons. We're talking about warfare. We're talking about fighting. So armor is not a word for a party. Armor is a word for weaponry. Okay? So, and then specifically, what does it say about the word of God in the armory? So we have a lot of things in the armory. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So if you read the whole of Ephesians chapter 6, you will see that there are various parts of the armor. Okay, so when we look at verse 13 of Ephesians 6, it says, and I'm reading it says, and take the helmet of salvation, and take the helmet of salvation. And then there, here it is, and the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit. So when Paul the apostle was writing this to the church in Ephesus, what they were using to fight, the main weapon they were using to fight, was a sword. Was a sword. So he says, and take the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit. So in other words, we say, and the weapon of the Spirit, and the weapon of the Spirit. So if he was writing in 2021, he would have said, and take the gun of the Spirit, and the gun of the Spirit. So, or the pistol of the Spirit, or the bazooka of the Spirit. And what is that sword of the Spirit? Which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. So the Word of God is the weapon of God. The Word of God is what God uses
when he wants to do damage to something evil in your life. The word of God is what God is going to use to cut off that cancer. The word of God is what God is going to use to cut off that relationship that your daughter is in and you are not happy. She's going to get married to this guy. You can say that this guy is a shady character. You can tell that there is something very wrong. Percy has everything, houses, cars, but in your spirit, you know deep down there is something wrong. It's the word of God you're going to use. The word of God is that which you're going to use against anything that is evil. And it's the same way that you also use for anything good, anything you want to do good in your life. You're so blessed. Bye.